Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is Take Your Repentance to a Deeper Level.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother or sister will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother or sister, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother or your sister has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first, and be reconciled with them, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. We heard this gospel from Matthew earlier this year. It was a piece of a larger reading from the Sermon on the Mount. But this reading focuses on three teachings that seem unrelated, but are actually part of a larger teaching on how to repent. And that's what Lent is all about. Repentance. I suggest that repentance has three parts. The first is naming your sin. Jesus says that we must go beyond the letter of the law. You shall not kill, to the spirit of the law. Don't even get angry. Go deeper. What is at the foundation of your sin? And while Jesus doesn't talk specifically about social sin or injustice, this would fit right in here also. Don't just keep the Ten Commandments, such as you shall not steal, you shall not kill or commit adultery, but move to those systems that might be the cause of the stealing, such as poverty or racism or sexism. How are we contributing to these unjust systems? That's a part of naming our sin. Now, once we have named our sins, we need to act to show our sorrow. Jesus says, go and be reconciled with your brother or sister. We need to tell them we're sorry. It's hard, but fairly straightforward to apologize for what we've done to hurt someone. But how do we apologize for contributing to racial injustice or to the destruction of our air and water? Well, one idea would be to apologize to a friend of color for our actions. Part three, we must make some kind of restitution. Settle with your opponents quickly, says Jesus. Make amends for hurting someone's reputation or taking their property. For social sin, we must become active in eliminating these unjust systems. Speak out when immigrants or others are falsely labeled. Vote for leaders who recognize the value of all people and who work to provide for their basic needs. This Lent, what is something that you want to repent for, that you want to change in your life? Then, once you've identified this, follow the steps named in today's gospel. Name it, apologize for it, and work to restore your relationships. May you have a blessed Lent. Amen.